We are learning Masechtas Beya, Daf Yud Dal Raman Aleph, and we are beginning from the new Mishnah on Daf Yud Dal Raman Aleph. Beishami Oimrim Tavlin Medeichim Maduch Shal Eitz, Ba Melach Bepach Uva Eitz Apar. Now our Mishnah is talking about doing Teichin on Yom Tov. That means grinding, like grinding spices or grinding salt. Now, it's a word in the Mishnah that Be'etzim Ikar Adin, it's mutter to do Teichin on Yom Tov. You have to do a Shinui, and we'll have to see why, then we'll see why we have to do a Shinui. And really the question is Teichin Mutter Yom Tov or not? Usually Eichel Nefesh is Mutter Yom Tov, this is Eichel Nefesh. So we had before a Taisvis that said, wrote in the Yishalmi, that Melachas on Yom Tov are only Mutter, not all Melachas on Mutter on Yom Tov for Eichel Nefesh, only Melosh Ve'elech, only from Losh and on is it Mutter. That's what we learned before in Taisvis. The Ran asks on Taisvis from this Mishnah, it says that Teichin's Mutter, and therefore the Ran wants to go into his own pshat that the only things that are mutter are malachas that are done usually on that day. But things that are done liyama rabim for the future, you're not allowed to do. So here, this teichin, since it's done for today, it could be done b'ikar adin. That's what Iran argues. He argues on teichin. Sorry, but this is a big mishnah that's mvuyah, that in certain instances, teichin is mutter on yantiv. Look at the Iran. Iran's the beginning of the third parak. Balkapon, let's read the mishnah. So Beishami says that depends. If you are grinding tavlin, which is spices, and deichem maduch sh'eitz, you can use a pestle. You have to do a tiny shinui. You shouldn't use the regular stone pestle. You use a pestle made out of wood. V'hamelach, but if you're crushing salt, you have to do a major shinui. You have to use bepach, either it's a jug, or be'etz haparo, or a mixing spoon. You can't use a regular grinder to grind it. Mashegin tavlin, you can use a grinder, you just have to use a little bit of a different one, a wood one. You're allowed to grind tavlin regularly with a pestle made out of stone. V'hamelach and salt, malach she'etz. Salt has to be crushed with eitz, a little bit of a shinui. So it goes down. It goes up a darga. But he still says tavlin no shinui whatsoever, and melach a little bit of a shinui. But Shami says both need a shinui. But the melach more than a tavlin. And again, the Vesil's mavuyah, that tavlin let it cross on yantiv, kedarkan. So that's where it's a kash on taisa. It says melosh velech. So mavuyah, you let it cross tavlin kedarkan. So that's, we have to look at that ran. It's a kash on taisa from this Mishnah. But kaponim, what state the Mishnah is that tavlin, it could be, does not need a shinui. According to Vesil, doesn't need a shinui. According to Vesham, a small shinui. And melach needs a big shinui, or at least a little shinui, according to Vesil. Zakti Gemara, Tkuliyam Mias, Melach by Yeshinu. What's important in our Mishnah is that salt, the Kuliyam needs a Shinu. My time, what's the reason that Melach needs a Shinu? What's Pshat? Why is it different than spices? Why is it different than tavlin? So Gemara has Machlaikis what the reason is. Rav Huna v'Rav Chista. Chad Omar, one man there says the reason is like this. Kol HaKederes Kulon Tzricha Yis Melach. Every single food needs salt. So you know you need salt before Yontif. You go into a Yontif, it's a given, you need salt. So why don't you do it before Yontif? You should have done it before Yontif. Therefore, there's no head to do a yantiv kedarka regularly on yantiv. You have to do a shinu. But the enkel kederos trichas tavlin. Not all kederos need tavlin, need spices. Some don't need spices. You didn't know you're going to need spices. So therefore, since you didn't know, it wasn't a chiv you had to do it before yantiv. You didn't know about it, and therefore you let it do it on yantiv without a shinu. Nachano, my other one says like this: call a tavlin figan tamam. All tavlin, if you leave it over a day, it's much better fresh. If you do it yesterday, it won't be so fresh. Or melach, but salt, in a figure time. It makes a difference today, yesterday, when you grind it, all the same thing. So therefore, you should have done it yesterday. So the two reasons why you should have done it yesterday, two reasons why it could be you should have done it yesterday. Either because every keder needs a melach, you should have known about it. Mashiach and tavlin, not everything needs a tavlin. The other reason is because tavlin will get ruined. That's why you don't want to do it yesterday. Mashiach and melach will not get ruined. My benai, what's enough meal halacha between both man and the amrim? Ike benai, the yada, my keder, boy, live shule. The difference is, if you knew exactly which dishes you're going to cook on Yontif, so then before Yontif, then tavlin's not going to be any better. You should have had tavlin before, for that mandiyama. For the other mandiyama, that it gets ruined, so then he says, no, still I could do it today, because I don't want to get ruined. So now, if you're going to do pshat tomorrow, in a case where you knew what the kedera needs, so there, if you hold it the first pshat, so then even tavlin needs a shinui now, because you should have known before Yontif. Mashenkin, if the vart is that it changes its time, if it goes overnight, so then then you still have that excuse, and you can do it then lechatchila today without a shinui. In the Aminah of Gminez, but Marika, a certain spice called Marika, which is I think saffron, I think that's the type of spice it is. So that spice does not change going overnight. It won't change. Therefore, it depends, and you didn't know what you needed tomorrow. So if you're the first pshat, you're allowed to do arashino. But if you're the second pshat, you cannot do with arashino because you should have done that before yontif because it doesn't change its time. So there's a two nafkaminis in Tumah de Yamrim. And Harry Paskin, so the Re says, we go l'chumra both ways. We go l'chumra both ways, that's what he says. Even though it's the Rabbanon, the Re said in Taisvis, still, they should go l'chumra here. And it might say that's the Re sheet. The other Rishonim argue on that. The Re does speak out that garlic is for sure more to do on yontif. You could grind it on yontif. We had a shinu because there it's miskalkalim b'yayisir, number one. And number two reason he says is because there's a ruach ra shayra aleim. There's a ruach ra. If you leave a garlic overnight, there's a ruach ra. It's a very big crisis that we know if you leave a garlic overnight, there's a ruach ra. Therefore, he says you should not do it from yesterday. You're allowed to do that today. And maybe we'll read the halacha when we finish the sugyan. We'll read the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara Vayta. All right, we do Mashmul. Kol ha'nedoichim nedoichim kedarkan. All spices that you crush, you can crush kedarkan. Vafilu melech, even salt. That's what Rav Yehuda Mashmul says. Who's Amayra? Freyti Gemara, what are you talking about? The Mishnah is not like you. Va'amrit melech b'yashinu. The Mishnah said that melech needs a shinui kuli amva. According to Beis Shammai, needs a serious shinui with a jug, with eitz apara, Beis Hillel, at least needs a moduch shal eitz, a pestle made out of wood. So why are you saying doesn't need a shinui? He's like, tomorrow, who da'am a kai tana? He says, I say like the following tana. Tana and b'raise. So I'm Rav Meir. Lo'y nechlu Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, al nadoichin, shenadochin b'kadarkan, u'melech imahem. Beis Shammai do not argue, and they hold that when you are crushing, let's say, tavlin, which is allowed to be crushed on yomtiv, you let it crush together with it melach. Then you let it do melach with it kedarkon, because you're already doing tavlin. And Rashi says, lashon melach v'tavlin ke'echad at one. The Marshal says, means even one after another. But it means at the same time, you let it do it. That's partial, you let it do that. There's no machlekes. Like nechlu, ho machlekes is l'doicha v'nei atzma, to crush salt by itself. Shavisham Emir Melach but Pach of Aids Apar. Let's sleep. Avloilak Dera. Vesham says two things. First of all, it has to be done with a major shinu. You gotta use a jug or a mixing spoon. And also you can't do so much salt. Only enough salt they need for tzli, not for kadera. Tzli needs less salt than a kadera. So you hold you can't do a lot, and you have gotta do a major shinu. You're allowed to use anything you want. Even allowed to use something that's muksa. So tomorrow, Ella, Ema lichol davar. You're allowed to do it for anything. You're allowed to do it even for kedera, for anything. You're allowed to do it for anything you want. You're allowed to use this. You're allowed to, for anything, as much as you want, you're allowed to crush the melach. And Rashi speaks out that also, he also hold that the you let it do it also with arashinu, because the loy nechliku, he says, there, both Rashi and Taisa say this. When it says loy nechliku, but this, ela, but this, it's mashma that Beish Hillel will hold, like the case of loy nechliku, which means there you could do kedarkon. So here also it means kedarkon. Not only, so it's arguing on two things, Beish Shammai. Not only could you do it lichol davo, which means as much as you want, but you also could do kedarkon. That's what comes out from Beish Hillel. So what comes out from Beish Hillel? He says melach could be done kedarka, and not like our Mishnah. Feed this Tana, Rabbi Silhol, you let it crush melech kedarka, and this is like, not like our Mishnah, and that's who Rabbi Huda Mishmuel was going like when he said, Kol nadoichem doichem kedarka. So I think more about it. Only have acha barda lebrei, ki daiches atzluya atzluya v'doich. When you crush the salt, so then, do it, take a regular pestle, but move it to the side. Do it like a little sideways and crush. And Rashi speaks out that he really holds like Shmuel. That holds a lot of do kedarka. Just you need a small shinui. You need a small shinui. The Ran explains the reason why you need a small shinui is because you need a small, because it has two things over here. First of all, it's everyone knows kedarka needs melach, and also because it's not mafik tam, doesn't change his tam. So let's do a little bit of a shinui. And more of a similar story, Rav Sheshes Shama Kol Buchna. Rav Sheshes heard a mortar, a pestle coming from his house. He heard it in from his house. He was standing outside. He heard someone banging spices. He said, "Hi, Lav Megai Vesayhu." That's not from inside my house. So maybe the person inside, whoever was doing that, whoever's house it was doing it to the side, doing it sideways, doing a little bit of shinui. The Shama Davatzol Kol. He heard that it was a very shrill sound, and he knew that meant that it was not by lachson, and it wasn't on an angle; it was straight up. That's what he heard. So they knew it was strong. Dilma Tavlin Hava. Maybe it was Tavlin. Tavlin's must to do. He says, not my house. Maybe they're crossing Tavlin. Let it cross Tavlin on Yontav. Tavlin of Uchim Mamba Chalayu. By Tavlin, it sounds like a barking. It's a different sound. It's a barking sound. And therefore, if it was Tavlin, it wouldn't sound like Tavlin. So he said, it wasn't my house that they're crossing salt. It must be someone else's house. So the Ran speaks out that Rav Sheish also holds like Rav Huda Mashmuel, that's mut to do mamish regularly. But he said, my house it can't be because it's a chumrah. Because the Ran speaks out that if it was us to do, he's saying, my house is not, but someone else's house it is. Someone else is doing it, sir. That wouldn't make sense. Saying, it's my special chumrah, I hold Rav Sheish, that you can't do it without a shinuv. Especially to my melach, you can't do it without a shinuv. So how do we paskin this? One guy wants to cross his fresh spices on Yontif. So it says, the Mechava Paskin, Dochen is a Tavlum Kedarkon. Shem Yodach Oysa Vaidyoim, Yofik Taimri, let do a Kedarkon, because if not, it's to get ruined. Ava Melach, any Yodach Yontif, you can't cross it. Elm can hita machdeshas, Oysh Yodach Bekaora, you have to do a Shinui. Because it won't be Mafik Taimri. That's what it says. And Maisi says you shouldn't use a specialized tool because of the Dechel. And then Ramah says, Mi unoyigim lashanis ksas bedichas Tavlum Mechiroi Lahiris. Maisi says, The Ramah Paskins, you have to make a shini even by Tavlin, and the Zavuy and the Sugi walk with the Paskin like the Re, who holds that if you know what you're going to eat, and if it doesn't get ruined, so therefore you should do a shinu, and that's most of the time the case, and therefore we machmer on that, and should do a little bit, a little shinu, v'chein royal lahoyra, as the Ramah says, so Alok Lamaisa, someone wants to crush spices, he for sure should do some kind of shinu. Zogtik Maravai, the Tana Rabbanan, Ein Oisin Tiski, you can't crush wheat into four pieces. They used to sometimes make this like type of farina. They used to cut the wheat into four pieces. So you're not allowed to do that on Yontif. But ain't koshim machdashas. And you're not allowed to use a mortar. You're not allowed to use a grinder to grind on Yontif. Feiti Gemara, Kasha, Tarti. It's like it's a stira to each other. It's a stira because it sounds like you can't do tiski, which means you can't make it into four. But two you could do, and then it says you can't be kaisish at all. Because if you learn in as a tiski, you say, what's pshat? Because it's a big tircha, cut them into four things. But then it says you shouldn't use machdashas at all. So it's a steer of two things. Tarati. So in Mahakama, matam in as a tiski, why now do tiski? Not because it's a big tircha, because basically in kaisish machdashas. Because you don't now use machdashas on Yom Tif, and therefore, no, you can't do tiski. So in Mahakasha, Valema, in kaisish machdashas, just say in as a machdashas, and I know that I can't do any grinding. You would say, Dafka Machteshes Gedoyla, which is normal grinding, and that you're not allowed to do. A Machteshes Ktana, but to grind with a Machteshes Ktana, which is Kle'ach Ayad, to grind wheat with a small mortar, which is made for Tavlin, is a Shinu. So I'd say, that's Mut already. Same as Shabbatami. Kamash Malon, therefore it says that you shouldn't do Tiski, even with a Machteshes Ktana. So you shouldn't do it at all, and now we know you shouldn't use it at all. If we just said in a kosher machteshes, you would say dafka gedayla. But now it says don't do tiski at all. So that teaches us that even with a ketana, you can't do it. Break the Gemara, but I'll show you a ketana could do it. But Tanya, ain't kosher machteshes gedayla, but kosher machteshes, you could use a ketana. You could use a ketana. So what's going on? So my abaya, it's really like an elam abaya. Abaya is a new tarot. Ki Tanya namesid machteshes gedayla, Tanya. Our Mishnah, there are brayse here that says machteshes machteshes gedayla, and it's not matam; it's two dinim. And this is what it's saying: ain oisin tiski. You can't make a piece of wheat cut into four pieces bechlal, even with a small machteshes. Fill b'ketana. You can't use that's a big tircha. You can't do that. And even regular grinding, let's say regular, you want to make a regular farina, not cutting into four pieces, just regular daisa, like Rash says, you can't use a machteshes gedayla. Because that's the derech to do. They have to do a shinu, and that's the derech. You shouldn't do that. So if you're a baya, it's like elam abaya. It's two dinim. You're not allowed to do tiski because it's a tircha, and you can't use the machteshes gedoyla at all. That's the halach. That's a baya. Rava Amar on top of on Yudal and Beis. Rava Amar loy kasha avada. It's matam, and we're talking about also katana, and we're saying you can't do kaitish at all. Ain't can't tiski ain't kosher at all. And the Brisa says you could use a ketana. Halon valahu, because in Ikar Adin the ketana is fine, but us in Bavel We don't have avodim who don't listen to us, and therefore the avodim are from avodim in Chutz Laaretz in Bavel. Therefore, well, we don't have avodim at all. Therefore, we're not worried about it, and we can allow you to do machteshes tana. We're not worried the eved will do a machteshes gedoyla, a regular machtesh, and say I'm doing a machteshes tana. We're not worried about that because not eved the mezalzel. Masha'inkin lahu by Eretz Yisrael, there the avodim will mezalzel. And they do big doyla and say they did it big tana. And therefore we said, no, don't touch machtashas. Because we're scared, you know, land up doing big doyla and claim we did it big tana. That's Rava's teretz. So, to Gemara. So, Rapapa ikla be Mari Shmuel. Rapapa went to Mar Shmuel on Yontav. Aisla daisa. They brought him daisa. Well, they didn't eat it. Because you worry about Maisa Shabbos. That these avodim are yidin. They're considered a yid, like a isha. And he didn't eat it because it's Maisa Shabbos. And the Ritva speaks out that usually you assume Maisa Shabbos is only also for them and not for Acherim. So here's a Chumra he wants. But he held his Maisa Shabbos, something, a Malacha Don Shabbos, he didn't want to eat it. So why didn't he want to eat it? Abdua made it with Mechash Shtana, which is Mutter, because that's a Shinu. The Chazia Davidayik Tveh, he saw that it was very well crushed, so he saw it was a good big Mechash. Dilmas small Abdua made it yesterday. The Chazid of Kal of Tzari, he saw that it had a very nice gleam, very nice shine, and he saw that it must have been done today. So therefore, you don't want to eat it. So you see, we bring a story where you see Avodim Taka Kubi Mizazel sometimes. A different shot, why don't want to eat it? That Shani Be'er Shmuel, the Iker Batsusha the Avdi, the Echanami, he saw Taka maybe it could have been done yesterday, it could have been done today with Machdash Ishtana. We're not sure, but Maisa, he didn't want to eat there because in Bar Shmuel there was Pritzusha the Avdi, and therefore, he says Pritzusha the Avdi, that the Avadim there don't always listen to their masters and they do things that are not for Shabbos, therefore, he didn't want to eat Mechumra, he did not want to eat there. That's why we didn't want to eat there.